Well, the drag on Netflix shares also dragging down the broader index. If we're watching the Nasdaq right now, coming off of the session lows, but down nearly 1% right now. All three major indices in the red. What's been a bit of a choppy session here on this Friday? Let's bring in George Mateo, Chief Investment Officer of Key Private Bank. George, you've kind of warned about the volatility, as have many other analysts. But you say specifically that the economy and the Fed are operating at different speeds. What do you see?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think it's an important point to note that I think, as you pointed out, the economy and the Fed are really going at different paces right now, different speeds overall. You've got the Fed, I think, is kind of catching up, but we've really seen COVID just turbocharge the economic cycle post the recession. Albeit the recession was kind of brief and it was short, but it was deep and it was very quick. And now we've recovered and we're coming out of that recession, if you will. The Fed now is just responding to that. The Fed actually went into the recession being very aggressive with respect to monetary policy, cutting interest rates to zero, and essentially flooding the economy with all kinds of stimulus. Now the Fed has started to pivot again, and they've announced this. And in fact, when we talked last, we were talking about the fact that the transitory language would have to be terminated, and it was. But now the Fed has to think about raising interest rates, withdrawing some of that liquidity. And with that, you've got a transition in hands that's spun a lot of volatility for investors to contend with.
And so you think also that the Fed is going to feel compelled to move faster than expected. We've heard this signaled early in the earnings season from some of the banks that have reported thus far, many of them coming out with their own expectations for how quickly that tightening process will have. What most notably would you be looking out for, though?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that there's probably a few people that still think that inflation is somewhat transitory. And I guess in our view, it's going to be a bit more persistent. I mean, nothing lasts forever. And I think we will get through this at some point. But from our view, I think inflation is going to stay a bit hotter for three reasons. Labor prices are going to continue to be pressuring economies, and that's going to be with us for quite some time. Secondly, the housing market is just roaring, and that's also going to be an inflation headwind. And then energy prices are somewhat of a wild card, but we think they're going to be moving higher as well. So you've got those three things of labor, housing, and energy that really spells inflation might be a bit stickier and a bit more persistent than people think. With that in mind, again, we think the Fed is going to have to be withdrawing stimulus from the economy as it is, talking about tapering, talking about rising interest rates. And really, next week will be a very key week in terms of what the Fed might do. Since we wrote some of these notes, we've talked about that the Fed actually has responded to this. They've started to signal that they're going to be more aggressive. Just how aggressive they will be, though, will really hold the key for what the economy does going forward and how the markets perform thereafter.
Yeah, we've had several weeks to really speculate all over the place. We'll finally get, hopefully, some clarity come next week. You mentioned all of those levers or the concerns around inflation. What's the hedge? What are you looking in terms of your portfolio looking at?
Yeah, well, I guess overall, we have a theme this year that it's going to be hot, crowded, and flat. So by that, I mean inflation is going to run hot for a while. Markets are somewhat crowded overall. You've got some indices that really are dominated by a number of small companies. And also even the larger indices are dominated by a very few number of companies. So right now, the S&P 500, for example, is made up of about five companies that control 25% of the market cap. And we have days like today when you have volatility rising, that crowdedness in the market spells a lot more volatility. Overall, though, I still think at Kiko that we can see kind of a flattish year this year as earnings growth could be quite strong. We're probably going to have a bit of a disappointment this quarter in the sense that Omicron is going to take some of the wind out of the sails. But overall, as some of those trends and those headwinds start to fade, we still think the backdrop for profits is pretty good. And with that in mind, flat markets overall is kind of our theme for this year and for the rest of 2022.
Yeah, Omicron variant, and then additionally, some of the supply chain concerns that we had seen already showing up in some of the data as well. And so, even as we look further out into the future, how far out do you believe investors are looking right now and trying to price in to the best of their ability some of the anticipated major movements that we're going to see either from the Fed or even from the White House as they continue to go into a heavy political year with the midterm elections?
Yeah, that's a good question. And gosh, there's so many wild cards out there right now, right? With all respect to this game theory, just with respect to what the economy might do, what the Fed might do, how the administration might cajole the Fed to actually take action. And I think one thing we have to look at is really the slope of the yield curve. I think that's going to be really key to watch in terms of how quickly the Fed actually starts withdrawing some of the stimulus and how the market responds to that. Right now, the curve is still positively sloped by about 80 basis points. That's not great, but that's not bad either. And if we start to see that curve start to invert, and really the difference between short-term interest rates and long-term interest rates starts to converge, then that would signal that something might be more concerning. So I think in this environment, again, we've got hot inflation, crowded markets, flat returns, I think is the outcome. And in that environment, you want to be very selective. You need to be somewhat nimble. I think you also need to be somewhat flexible with your mindset going forward. And I think if you can maintain that framework and be somewhat more malleable and more flexible than you might be in the past, I still think you can navigate this market fairly well. But selectivity is going to be very key going forward, in our view.
All right, George, last time you were on, you said that the Fed should eliminate the stance of transitory. They did just that. We'll have to check back in the future to see what else they may have been listening into as well. George Mateo, who is the key private bank chief investment officer, joining us today. George, we appreciate the time.